So their problem that we're solving is that they're very like they are very unclear with what they're doing. So it does give them better results in their business. They're less disorganized. They have more time. They have more of a strategy behind what they're doing. Before, they're just kind of
trying
anything.
So let me back into it a second. So what I'm hearing is you bring clarity. Is that fair?
Yeah, it helps them scale up their businesses.
Okay, so when I have clarity, what does that give me?
It gives them better focus, and they're able to make more money in less time.
Okay, so if I have better clarity, I'll get better focus, which will help me make more money in less time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what I'm having is I'm having a challenge putting that into a problem that I would buy, a solution that I would buy. Is anybody else having that problem on the call? Are you guys there? In other words, let me give you the premise of where I'm going, Nicole, just so you understand where I'm going. When you sell one-on-one coaching, it's a relationship sell. And people
Right.
would understand that you have the skills and the value through a process, and by working with you over time, they'll gain clarity. A product is different. A product, people buy solutions. And so there's got to be a specific solution that people will pay X dollars for. And the reason I'm going here with you is because I noticed in here a lot of what I'll call low price products. Is that fair?
You notice a lot of low cost products?
I noticed like you had, where was it? You had products for the 47 to 297 range, and that you had sold a course months ago for $21, 37 spots.
So that's actually the same program, I guess you could say.
Right.
So I'm upgrading. So that was kind of a trial I just did. So now I'm upgrading it with different levels. So it's actually the same program.
So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to associate solution with value to see if we can get you to a higher value proposition.
Okay.
And so again, I want the group to chime in on here because you guys all know each other well. You've been working together for a while. I'm just trying to introduce a concept here, and I'd like the group to feed off of it. So why don't somebody else jump in here and see what I'm doing? What I'm trying to do, Nicole, I'm trying to take you down through a process. When I ask you those questions, what I'm doing is I'm taking you down through a process where I go from features to benefits to solution.
Right.
Okay, that's why I was going, if you give me this, then what do I have? And then what do I have? And then what do I have? And I kept drilling you down, right?
Right.
And I'm trying to get to a tangible benefit that is the centerpiece of what you're selling. And then we look at that and we assess the value proposition. And so it just really tightens it up.
Okay.
Anybody else getting anything from this discussion? Am I off in left field? Please chime in.
This is Karen. No, I'm following what you're saying, and I agreed when I saw Nicole's prices for this. This seemed incredibly inexpensive. But it's true, I'm not sure what she's selling in this program. So,
Bingo. So what I'm hearing, Karen, this is Karen, right?
yes.
Okay, Karen, so what I'm hearing from you then is you're also unclear, as a fellow mastermind member, you're unclear exactly what the benefit is that she's selling as well, and you also notice that the price has struck you as low.
Yes. There's a big jump
Okay.
between 297 and thousands of dollar coaching. That's a huge gap.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with a 297 price point either. If it's a, X months program or whatever it is, or an automated program or video program, and it delivers a specific value proposition, then maybe that's the appropriate price point. There's not a right wrong. What's right wrong is getting the benefit of the program, the solution it provides, and properly associate it with the price so it makes sense in the buyer's mind. Is that making sense, Nicole?
Yeah, so you're talking specifically about the program that I want to launch.
Yeah, that's where the conversation was at the time.
Okay.
So that's what I was feeding off of.
We're just
But
talking about
again,
my
I want you to direct. I want you to direct the conversation. This is what's most, we want to do what's most helpful for you. So is this solving a problem that would help you?
I guess so. I want to just have like more specific strategies into like, right, like funneling people into the lower program. So because it seems to be that from my last, you know, beta, it really worked well into then actually people from $21 into a $5,000 program, which I thought would have worked well, but it actually did work really well. So now I just want to have more consistency with doing lower cost things as a part of warming them up for higher stuff, because I feel like it's easier sell and I feel more comfortable with those people, like screening, almost screening them.
Yeah. There's two ways you can go when working with your business. There's two different kind of big picture conversations can be had here. One is what we'll call the quick money now.
Right.
Right? How to get the money now. The other one is, what's the big picture of what I'm creating in my business? Where am I going with this whole thing? Because I also noticed your list is 1,700, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So the question is, you know, how much, because ultimately your business is a simple formula. It's traffic times conversion equals profit.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, it's just that simple. And so, you know, you have conversion funnels, you have products you convert to, you have traffic, traffic then converts to your list, which then you build relationship, which converts to your product. So it's, I mean, the formula is just incredibly simple. It's all the craziness is in the implementation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's two layers. There's the long-term approach, and there's the tactics or strategies, which is where you are going in this conversation to get the quick hit.
Right. So that's the thing, is I already had the quick hit like that. I already like sort of, you know, sold out my mastermind, sold out some one-to-one spots. So now I really want to put in some of the longer term stuff so that I'm not constantly having to do that.
Good. So is that where you'd like to direct the conversation then, to longer term vision?
Right. So that's why I want to lead to more low-cost stuff and more list growth. Like, that's what I'm working on this quarter, is list growth and things like that. So I have more traffic and can get, like, better conversions. Because that's the thing, is I think that's what's draining me, is I'm always, like, having to sell the higher price stuff for the income. But that's why I sort of focused on that for the first quarter. And now I want to put in better systems so that I'm not having to, like, find people cold.
Very good. What's everybody think on that? Anybody got any feedback for Nicole?
Yeah, this is Jason. I think if the lower price stuff had worked in the past, I mean, like you said, you did a beta or whatever. I really think the problem is, like Todd mentioned, the list size of 1,700. So I would really focus all my efforts on building that list and then sending them through an automated email sequence that puts them into the low price program, because at only 1,700 people, that's kind of a small size, even though you've done great with that size, obviously.
Right.
Build a six-figure business off that. But I really think if I were to tackle this problem, I would be tackling leads at this point.
Okay.
And Jason, it was Jason, right?
Yes.
Jason, what ideas do you have for her on how to approach that?
Yeah, so last 2 weeks ago, I created a lead magnet and put it on a partner website called tradepub.com, and I got 1,600 leads off that the first week and another 400 this week. So in 2 weeks, I did about 2,000 leads. So I think if you could find people to partner with, as far as like, hey, I'm Nicole, I do all this great stuff, I respect you, and I want to give value for your audience. How can I do that? What do you need? And then go create that and then get that traffic. And a lot of people will go for that offer because they want valuable content for their people and they're not necessarily selling to those people. Or maybe they are, and then you could do a long-term thing like, hey, let's do this, and then I'll tag these people as coming from you. And then when they do go through my funnel, I'll give you an affiliate commission or whatever. So that's one idea, to work with partners. Another thing I've done is Facebook ads. But if you can do the math on what a subscriber is worth and you know what you can spend on Facebook ads and start doing that kind of thing.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Jason. Anybody else? Anybody else have some ideas for Nicole? All right. I'll throw in kind of some big picture here. basically there's two approaches. You either create traffic or buy traffic. Or I shouldn't say buy, borrow. Right? Borrowing can consist of, you know, guest posts. It can consist of, you know, lead magnets placed elsewhere. It can consist of advertising, which could include Facebook ads, but it can include banner ads on relevant sites. Or you can go the other way, which is creating traffic, which is through content marketing. Now, that's a very long-term approach. It takes a while to grab. What is your current traffic to your site right now, Nicole?
It is not high at all. It's very low. I can't even tell you.
But okay, but
minimal.
I'm a finance guy, so numbers talk to me.
I mean, maybe 1,000 a month, 1,000 visits a month.
Okay.
I actually rework, figure it out, because now I have things on like ClickFunnels and stuff, so I know I get visits there, but it's not in my like analytics.
And what are relevant, what we'll call money keyword themes? Do you know what I'm talking about when I say a money keyword theme?
No.
Okay. So, for example, I'm a financial coach, right? So I built an entire business. If you guys want to search financial coach or money coach, you'll be surprised to see financial mentor on somewhere near the top of page one, I hope. Last time I checked, I was. I built an entire coaching business, sold it out, had a waiting list off of a couple keyword themes. Basically, my premise was if anybody's searching for the term financial coach or money coach, they will look through the first 1 to 2 pages of results and do research because it's a relationship sell, which is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a relationship. It's not like, for example, a retirement calculator. A retirement calculator, it's a one-and-done thing. People will take the first result, they'll use it, and then they're done. When you're searching for a coach, people will go through multiple results. So you don't have to go to the top, but you have to come somewhere near. But it has to be what we'll call a money term. Okay? And so what I haven't identified in our work so far is a tight understanding of your theme or your benefit to be able to identify what money terms are, terms that would absolutely convert into sales for your business. Do you know what those would be?
No, I agree. I don't know those, and I don't have like SEO really set up on my site either.
Okay. So that would be a key strategy for you because, see, now this is the difference between quick hits and long terms. It'll take you a while to build it.
Right.
And so it introduces the principle of lag. Right? You'll do work today, but you won't get results today. It'll be a while before you get results for that. But if it's well strategized and well thought out, over time you'll build a machine and that machine will feed you permanently. I could fill probably 5 to 10 coaching practices right now off of the leads coming from those terms.
Right.
So what are you getting from this, Nicole? What are you learning so far or what's helpful?
I mean, it's definitely helpful. I need to, like, this is, you know, why I've sort of set up my year this way is so that I could have the money piece taken care of a little bit earlier. So that way I don't have to, I now can focus my energy on more long-term strategies for bringing people to my site and to my list.
Okay.
Hey, this is Jason. I want to share another technique that I've used that has worked fairly well, which is if you're selling these low-priced products and you already have them created, and if they're self-paced, they can be good candidates for Udemy. And then what I do on the Udemy thing is they don't give you their email addresses, but they do let you send them educational announcements. So what I'll do is direct them to a blog post or cheat sheets or tips or whatever, excuse me, on my own website, and then I do two things. The first thing is at the bottom of the page, I say, hey, if you want a copy of this article or cheat sheet or whatever, an email or printable format or whatever, PDF format, enter your email address, which is totally within Udemy's guidelines. And so a portion of those people do. The next thing I do is retarget them with a Facebook ad. So I can get really super cheap email addresses because once they hit that web page, then I've pixeled them. And then I can just retarget the people that say have visited my website in the last 7 to 14 days, offer them something that they would be interested in. For example, a cheat sheet or a PDF or you know, in my case, I give away a book, you know, a PDF ebook and that kind of thing, and then scoop those leads into my funnel, and then they've already had exposure to your course, like you said. Once they take your low price course, be it on your site or Udemy or another website, they know, like, and trust you, and then they'll be able to upgrade to your, you know, multi-$1,000 program. So that's what I've done. And I've, you know, scraped thousands and thousands and thousands of leads and hundreds of customers off of Udemy that way.
Yeah, perfect. So I definitely, like, that's definitely a focus, is creating more content and freebies, I think, and seeing what works better. Like, what kind of freebies work well for my audience. In the beginning, I grew my audience mostly through guest blogging, and then that kind of fell off as I got busier with clients. So that was something that helped me too in the past in terms of growth. And getting opt-ins.
What about affiliate sales, Nicole?
So making money as an affiliate, or?
No. Providing these products, these low-cost products that you have.
I don't actually have low-cost products. I just have that.
Oh, okay. I thought Jason said you did.
Live program. No, that's what I mean. It's the same program that I'm rerunning, but now because I did, you know, it's on a trial. I'm just, people said last time that they wanted more calls and live calls and stuff like that. So I figured I would test it this time with, like, just the content for a low cost, or, you know, the higher priced one is with, you know, with live calls, the $297 version. So it's the same one product, which is actually live. So then it's easy for me to sort of connect with people and help my engagement with people. Because I've realized, like, my visibility is not consistent. Like, I'm visible when I need to sell, and then I'm not visible for a long time. So I think this will help me be more visible with people.
Okay. Let's try another angle on it. If somebody else has something to chime in, please just interrupt. I'm all about interruption on these calls and just getting a conversation flow. So please feel comfortable just jumping in. Nicole, the place I would want to hear is, like, if I got really clear on the problem you solved, then we could turn around, we could come up with a really cool product that then you could drive through affiliate sales. Excuse me, I'm coughing, I got a dry throat. And so, because if I could do it over again, I think I made a mistake in building my business. I mean, it's fun now having a lot of traffic and all that, but it took me a long time to get there. I think the faster path and the more efficient path is to come up with a really killer product that solves a really compelling problem, and then use that to build your list. So you can buy traffic to it, you can do affiliate traffic to it, et cetera, and you can grow your list and your presence that way. But it all begins with having a really compelling problem that you're solving. Do you have one?
So also, I just want to jump in real quick and explain the reason I'm reselling this is because Jamie challenged me to sell something this month and make $3,000. So that's also why this is a piece of that. So just so you know, there's another piece involved as to why I'm, like, reselling this program right now. And it shouldn't say that. It's more of a program.
So what Jamie's doing, and she and I are not contradicting each other at all. I just want to be clear. What Jamie's doing, she's trying to get you the faster dollars quicker so that you can accomplish your other goals. Is that fair?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, but I heard hesitation in your voice.
Well, I think that she just wanted me to increase my income this month. So that was what that was about. It was kind of like, go try something really quick. And just because of, you know, we're traveling next month, I was kind of limited in what I could do. So I decided to repeat the program because I had good luck in it and I had a good experience and I got really good feedback from people. So I decided to repeat it so I could then turn it into a higher price program where I can do affiliates or something like that, you know. So this program in particular, I can tell you, is it gives people, like, sort of business foundations. So a lot of my people are service providers, so they don't really have business knowledge. They're therapists or they're nutritionists or things like that. There are a lot of sometimes involved in healthcare or they're copywriters, things like that. So they're sort of just doing service-based business and they're selling, but they don't have any business foundation, so they're kind of all over the place in their schedule. So this program particularly teaches business strategy. It helps them set goals and then create an action plan to reach their goals. as well as helping them figure out ways to like batch business tasks and things like that. So,
what I want to do now, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
A lot of the results people said they got was that they felt, you know, they felt more in control. They could see how they could scale their business. They could see what they could outsource, things like that.
Okay, so what I want to do is turn it back to the group. So this is what I heard. I heard that you helped them with business foundation, business strategy, set goals, set action plan. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me turn it back to the group. How compelling, everybody, is that to go lay money out and go buy? There should be four other people here. Hello.
It's Karen.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Karen. Thank you.
It's not very specific. I would have trouble knowing if this was right for me.
Very good. Do you have any suggestions for her to help her?
Yeah, I would say drill down. Like, why does somebody need business strategy? Like, the solution's clear, but not why would somebody need it?
Can I chime in with an example? Because, you know, I mean, a lot of us hired Jamie for some of the reasons that somebody would hire Nicole. Mm-hmm. You know, so for me, the reasons were basically, A, I felt like I was working all the time. Mm-hmm. And I also felt like there were ways that I could level up my business that I honestly had no idea how to do. And so, you know, I felt stuck and I felt like I was working all the time and that I wasn't, you know, making the money I wanted to make. And I felt like that there were ways to solve it, but I didn't have the expertise to solve it. So, you know, if you can kind of get down to those tangible benefits, right? Do you feel like you never see your kids? Do you feel like, you know, your business is kind of just stuck where it is because you don't know what to do next? I mean, those are some things that you feel in your gut that you're going, oh, nice. If I could just solve that one problem, life would be so good. So I think that's what we're fishing for here is, you know, what's that question that somebody's asking or what's that frustration that they have that's just eating them up inside? Yeah. You know,
well, I didn't work that job. I was just throwing a word at you there. I was trying to get that pain.
Yeah.
Similar along the same lines. I talk about the same thing all the time when I'm helping people set up their social profiles, but I call it mind reading words. So and self-identifying words. So something that somebody reads that and goes, oh, that's so me. And like working in kind of a parallel way to what you do, Nicole, like I address a little bit different section of the market, but working with a lot of the same types of issues, most people, even if what they need is strategy, they don't identify it that way. Like they don't use those words. They don't say, oh, I need to go find a business strategist today. And so if you have something that says like, are you looking for business strategy? Like this is the key here is somebody going to read that and go, oh my gosh, yes, that's totally it. And I think that's what they're kind of digging down to, both Todd and Jason and Karen, like in different words, which is that you don't really have any of that type of language. You don't have anything that helps someone self-identify as your perfect client, saying, oh my gosh, that's so me.
Beautifully said there. Thank you.
On the sales page. So, I mean, I'm just not reading it off the sales page right now, but I do have that in like their language, more of their language on the sales page.
So, like, here's a big thing, is that should be consistent across the board. Like, if you're using that on the sales page, then when Todd asks you that, like, because my guess is, if you're not using that same language and talking to Todd, you're probably not using that same language when you talk one-to-one to clients either. Like, that, you should just feel like you are repeating yourself 50 million times. Like, you should be able to verbally express the same things that are in the copy on your sales page.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I'll make sure to like have that in front of me when I'm working on content and stuff. That's a good idea.
But it's also, it's the come from. So for example, the way I say, who just shared those comments? I didn't catch your name. Was that Rivka?
Yeah, it's Rivka.
Nicely, beautifully said. The way I say the same thing is, nobody wakes up in the morning saying, gosh, I really want to get a business foundation today.
Right.
Right? You don't wake up in the morning as you're having your cup of coffee and think, I'm all about business strategy today, or I want to set some goals. You might think that on January 1, and that's about the only day of the year you'll think that. And so, but you do wake up and you go, God, I just wish I could get my life back. God, I just wish I had more free time. Gosh, I just wish I could hang out with the kids more. Oh, I am so tired. I just want my energy. I mean, those are the things that people wake up with, right? So then that's what the lead is always, is what that, like Rivka was saying, those, what the mind is saying, what the words inside the mind, you will sell like hotcakes when you provide, when you talk in the language of your client, your target client. Mm-hmm. And when you provide a clear, specific, targeted solution in that product, and people will buy that because they want it. If you can truly deliver it, you will deliver great value.
Right.
So what's new in here for you? Because I'm almost hearing in your voice like you know that.
Well, that, I mean, I definitely have all that on the sales page. So I think that, you know, I'm just not conveying it to you guys right. And I think that's a good sign for me to, like, literally have that piece of things, like the sales page, open while I write content and stuff like that, so that I can make sure I'm, you know, getting into it correct.
Okay, so let me take it back to you then, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's your money keyword then? If it's on your sales page, what are your money keywords and what are your money keyword themes that you should be targeting your content for?
So, like, my clients are saying that they want more freedom. They feel like they're, you know, attached to their laptop all the time. And that they can't escape their work at all. So I think it's about how to, you know, have more freedom in your business to not feel like it's drowning you.
Okay. And is that it? So is that your big benefit? And it's okay if it is. I'm purposely being challenging in the way I'm phrasing it. I'm just trying to get you thinking here. So is it married your laptop time freedom?
I think also the other thing is that they have this never ending to-do list. So that's another thing I hear a lot about. It's like that their to-do list is just always growing and they're never getting anything done from it.
All right. So I'm hearing an overarching theme. Is anybody else hearing an overarching theme as she starts working down these?
Yep.
Because I don't want to put words out. I want to hear what other people hear. What do you hear?
What sales page, like, do you have? Are you focusing on right now? Because I'm on, like, your main website right now, and literally the words freedom are not anywhere on that, nor is get away from your laptop and enjoy your life, which I think which is a rewording of a phrase you just said, get away from your laptop and enjoy your life. Like, that, I think, feel like is a really powerful statement that would really resonate with people. And I don't see it anymore.
I'm on the sales page for the actual program. My web designer has had some life delays and hasn't been able to update my site to current copy. So
this site is beautiful, by the way. Like, it looks really, really pretty. Like, okay. I love the look of your site.
Not at all. But my sales pages are typically up to date, which is good. So this is, I'm just on the old one, which I have to re-update for this round. But it's at NicoleVilloya.com/2016business detox.
Okay, but I'm going to step back a second, Nicole. What is your tagline on your site?
On my main site right now?
Yeah.
It's be the boss of your business.
Be the boss of your business. Okay. See, it's all one theme. Like, what I heard you saying was, get back your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your life is out of control. Get back your life. Get your life humming on all cylinders. I don't know. I'm playing with words. Mm-hmm. What were other people hearing?
One thing that I'm wondering, too, because it sounds like we've got some idea of, you know, what you're selling, and it sounds like it's on the sales page, at least once you get your copy updated. But what's driving people to that sales page? Is it in there I mean, if you're doing ads or doing content or doing things like that, is it showing up in there? Because if you can get that message out, I mean, even in the handful of words you get in a Google ad or a Facebook ad, and then from there, people are coming in and they're getting the bigger picture on the same message. I mean, that's an easier sell too than just, you know, maybe you have a traffic problem instead of a conversion problem, but you've got to make sure that message goes all the way through your funnel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to add to what you're saying. I'm riffing off of what you just said. Every page on that site should be a sales page in the sense that they all convey a consistent message and theme of your primary benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you go to my site, so my site's financialmentor.com, for those that didn't hear the early opening when I started, if you go to my site, you should know within a fraction of a second or within a second or two exactly what I stand for. And every page should reinforce that. Every message everywhere should reinforce that. Right? So I stand for one thing, financial freedom, how to build wealth. Right? Mm-hmm. It's a consistent theme. And then you go through and everything on the site should reinforce it, if I've done it right. And that's what we're trying to drill you down to here. Is like, we should know that from your tagline. So you look at my tagline. My tagline is financial freedom for smart people. So that differentiator is saying, huh, this isn't, you know, just normal budgeting or something, right? Like there's something different here, hopefully. Hopefully. So anyway, what are you getting from this, Nicole? What are you hearing behind what we're doing here with you?
Well, I mean, I definitely need to update my messaging everywhere, for sure. Which is, you know, I'm going to have to really make a decision about if I could work with my web designer longer or not, because she definitely has updates that haven't happened. So I'm either going to have to really, like, get on her to do it or just, like, replace her, which is always a tough decision. But, yeah, I mean, I think that that's definitely a big piece of the issue, is that I haven't been consistent in terms of what I'm getting out there. It's hard to find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that impacts your conversions. Yeah, but it all comes from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's you deciding what you stand for, right? And that hits every piece of messaging that you communicate.
Right.
And that's driven from that primary benefit or problem, the benefit you deliver, which is the solution to the problem you solve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're all trying to really drill you down on here. And then from there, because we're winding up here, and so I want to make sure that we leave some time for you to round it back and make sure that you're getting the value you came here for. So from there, and this is where I went down this rabbit hole with you, is, you know, you're at a point now where you either go long-term through content marketing and or, because it's not an or statement, you can do both, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you need money now, and so if you can get a product, a killer product that solves a really important problem and you get it done now, you can then ramp up your business through these other channels that Jason was sharing with you. You know, like the affiliate marketing and getting, you know, low-cost entry products and Udemy and all these different channels are available when you're clear. But that problem that you're solving has to be congruent with your whole overall message, your website. Right, because there's no point in building a funnel if it's not congruent. It's got to be part of an integral whole of your entire business. Is that making sense?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Okay, so it all comes from that core problem you solve, what you stand for. Is that, so first of all, be perfectly candid. Is this helpful conversation for you? Or is it going in the wrong direction? I want you to, this is your chance to kind of redirect us all now.
Right. No, I think it's definitely helpful, and I think it's just sort of like I've been trying to figure out what the problem is that I've been solving. So I think that I just need to be like more consistent. Jamie had set me up on a call with someone earlier this week around this issue, and I think it's sort of like all in the same thing about expanding your business and doing that, you know, in a way so that you're not always having a massive to-do list. So I think it's just now kind of infusing that everywhere.
Yeah. I'm actually going to Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just going to chime in one thing here, and then I think that was Jason, right?
Okay. That's Chuck.
Okay. I'm gonna up the ante on one thing that you said, Nicole. I'm agreeing with everything you said. I'm gonna up the ante and say every word on your site,
right,
every page, every post, 100% congruence, because if anything's out of congruence, your clients will smell it. They may not be able to put a voice to it, but they will smell it and they won't convert.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jason. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, please.
No, it's Chuck. The other thing that, you know, just coming back around to these lower cost products and things, if you get all of these ideas in alignment, you get your website in alignment, then
mm-hmm.
your low cost products kind of start to solve themselves, because it's the first couple of things that people need to do to get quick wins, you know, toward whatever your main message is. And so you can sell a $20 or $50 product that gets them that first big win, and then they'll spend $200 to get the next bigger win, and then they'll pay $1,000 for your coaching. And so it all kind of lines up back around to what you initially came on the call for, with ideas to get get people into the funnel and then moving up to the higher price stuff.
Right. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm kind of doing it a little backwards. You know, like, I have people buying higher price stuff, but now I want to go back and put in the structure so they could like work their way up it more naturally, instead of me having to do the constant like cold outreach.
Yeah. I really like the way you said that, Chuck, about how when you get clear on your message, then your target market tells you those low cost entries, because they're going to be posing those problems to you. In other words, as you attract that ideal client, because you're clear on your messaging and what you deliver, those people come in and they start voicing those problems to you. You don't have to guess. They'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
This is Jason. I think we covered pricing earlier, but I wanted to recap since I understand a little bit better what's going on. I think, like, for example, the downsell I did was $299 for self-paced, no instructor access, mm-hmm. no mailing me for anything at all. So
right.
I think your pricing is probably way low. For example, I think I spent $52 on a steak without sides the other day. So if you're serious about your business and you could spend more on an entree at a restaurant than you could for
right.
the entire program, then I really think the pricing for at least a business professional who wants to, you know, get focused, get freedom, and level up their, you know, business is kind of out of line. So
right.
that's just my opinion.
What I've seen, you know, and I definitely think it's just now like filling in the gaps, because I just haven't had any lower priced self stuff, you know, self-paced stuff. Everything's been higher priced. So, and I don't love creating content. So part of it's like me running it first and then turning it into like more evergreen stuff. But what I've seen is that, what I've started to notice is that my clients have never worked with a coach before. So I think that why that last program worked so well is it was like very easy buy. They didn't have to think about it. And then they were like ready to upgrade and pay the thousands of dollars after feeling like they really got an over-delivering of value.
Yeah, but the problem with that is, I was just going to challenge you with this. The problem with that is you get those clients that you hate to serve, that you said, because they're so mm-hmm. the low-end clients and they're the most needy. When you have the higher-end clients that pay the higher-end money, they're usually, quite honestly, more self-sufficient and less needy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just something
yeah.
to experiment with. I don't know.
Well, I would reinforce that, Jason. I would agree with what Jason's sharing. But again, this is all what it is. This is like, I'm not coming up with the word, but there's this whole congruent ball. All these are like pieces, you know? So like, you've got to get the theme, you got to get the messaging tight. That attracts your ideal client. The pricing has to match the value proposition. On, these are all pieces of a congruent whole so that it looks right to the buyer. And I think that's what Jason's saying, is that the pricing doesn't look right to somebody
mm-hmm.
that actually is trying to get that benefit delivered.
Right.
And it's hard. It's hard to, you know, nobody thinks their stuff is worth anything, right? You know, because we know it. And
right,
so
right.
It's hard to price it what we'll call, you know, fairly or in a way that makes sense to a buyer. You know, I mean, I'm as guilty as anybody, by the way. I mean, I'm constantly being told my prices are undercharging.
Right. And it's also like a time issue with creating content with me, because it's not my quickest thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I prefer to do live stuff, even if it is undercharging a little bit, just because like I'll enjoy it more than the other piece.
Okay. Well, we're wrapping up here, Nicole. Any closing thoughts from you? How did this work for you? Any last things you need?
No, I think that's helpful. I'm just going to work on constantly making sure that I'm being consistent with my content and messaging and upgrade. And now I can like upgrade more things with that because, you know, I feel like I've been doing this business longer now, so I can commit to it where maybe I didn't want to commit to it before.
Got it. Okay. Any closing comments from anybody else before we go round robin real quick and get priorities for next week? All right. Why don't we go round robin, starting with you, Nicole. Priorities for next week?
My priority for next week is just, you know, definitely going through this sales page, which I think definitely speaks more to my target market, my messaging, and then, you know, updating the sales page for the program, but also bringing some of that wording and content over to my site.
Yeah. Have you ever gone through, again, I'm sorry to get off track here, I'm just trying to be helpful. Have you ever gone through and polled your clients about what their buying process was with you when they bought from you?
No.
Okay, take that as an action item.
Mm-hmm.
Go through and actually ask all the clients who bought from you what their buying process was. It'll be quite the wake-up call as to how people go about buying from you, what they do, and then you'll know how to patch yourself into that buying process. In other words, part of your game here is to intercept right where they buy. So, for example, mm-hmm. I know exactly how clients buy coaching from me, right? Because mm-hmm. I've interviewed so many of them, I know exactly what they're going to do, and that's why I have this formidable site, because they'll spend a ton of time on my site
right.
before they actually call me. And that's why that's how I learned that every message has to be 100% congruent. And it has to reinforce my authority as an expert.
Okay.
Okay? So, sorry, I didn't mean to go off track there, but I hopefully it's valuable. Rivka, how about you?
So, my biggest thing this week is just that I have to really get my LinkedIn course completely done so that I can move on to the next phase of stuff. That's the big thing this week.
Okay. Jason.
Yep. For me, this next week is also kind of a personal week. I have in-laws in currently, and we're also moving this Saturday. So this week is family and moving. So no business stuff for me.
Got it. Chuck?
So my highest priority this week is to get two sections of my How to Get a Better Job course done. And that includes about 3 videos. So to get all that done.
Okay, so 2 sections plus videos? Is that what, did I get that right?
Yep. 2 sections plus videos, yep.
As a course creator, I know that's a large task.
Yeah.
Karen, how about you?
I too am going to be making videos. I have a workshop starting on Thursday, and it's one I've done many times, but I'm creating new demonstration videos on a specific software.
How many videos?
There are 8 total, but this is spread out over 9 weeks, so I'm going to try to get 4 done this week.
Got it. 4 videos. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for letting me come in and work with you guys and play with you guys. I hope it was helpful. And Jamie will be back for the next call.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, everybody.